guitar is coming out. Taylor, can you tell me?
You will be blessed today.
Thank you. You can put the first slide on. Good morning, Ortonville UMC. It is a wonderful pleasure to be with you again. Thank you so much for your warm reception of Patrick and myself and the wonderful praise songs that we sing this morning. Our hearts are warm and our ears are ready now to hear about what our Lord is doing through your faithful apportionments and givings in the part of the world called Liberia in West Africa. It's always heartwarming to me to see the faces of those who give so faithfully, not understanding that what we give today is just a portion of what is made up, so that through your apportionments that come from this local church that goes to your conference and a percentage to global ministries, mission service all over the world is provided in the name of the United Methodist Church. I was born and raised in Bolton, North Carolina. My husband Patrick was born and raised in Liberia. And Patrick and I are blessed that through a series of providential circumstances, our Lord has seen fit to use us in his service in Liberia, often on over the course of the past 30 years. Your faithful support through apportionment given enabled my response to mission service 30 years ago. Psalm 9:18 assures us that we are safe in God's hands, that God will raise up his faithful to provide the safety nets of hope for his people. Over the years, I've served in supportive roles in our United Methodist Church in Liberia, provision of grade school education. I did disabilities awareness for a couple of terms of service. And now today I'm in health service administration support. The government of Liberia faces many challenges and limitations in its efforts to provide healthcare access and services, especially in remote areas of the country. Our United Methodist Church in Liberia and other churches throughout the country seek to support government efforts to provide healthcare through what we call faith-based health facilities. UMC Liberia complements government's efforts to roll out healthcare by operating 4 clinics and 1 hospital in remote areas of the country where access to healthcare is very challenging. I want to share with you today the story of Teresa and baby Wallace. Teresa is a mother of 3, and she began early signs of labor in the small, isolated town of Zicapa. What Teresa thought was to be a normal delivery became a frightful 3-day ordeal with gradually diminishing expectation of good outcome. Like most patients who access our services at Ganta Hospital, Teresa and her husband are subsistence farmers. They grow rice, cassava, and pepper. The rice, when it's harvested, is stored for household food, and a portion of the cassava and pepper is sold for income to pay their children's school fees and to purchase basic provisions for their household. Teresa had been in labor for 2 days at the government-supported Zicapa Health Center when, after all attempts to deliver her baby failed, the midwife that was attending her thought it wise to refer the weakened Teresa to Sacle Pie Health Center up the road. About 3 hours later, at Sacle Pie Health Center, a quick review of her condition revealed that she required a higher level of medical services, and then she was transferred to the Ganta United Methodist Hospital. come to hospital, sent an ambulance to Saclay, PA to fetch Teresa. A 35-mile journey took 2.5 hours on washed-out, potholed, and muddy roads. After 57 hours of enduring protracted labor, Teresa gave birth to 11-pound baby Wallace by C-section. Now, because of your support, little Wallace is one of the many babies that survive and thrive in areas of the world where commonplace procedures like childbirth is very life-threatening. Teresa's bill was equivalent to $30. She only had about $10, she and her husband, to pay her bill. But the budget shortfall caused by the provision of affordable health care is met through your apportionment given, through your support of the advanced special, through Global Ministries' Imagine No Malaria campaign grants and offerings that you give towards, through our United Methodist Committee on Relief grants that we are able to get, through those streams of income that you so faithfully give to, our United Methodist Women grant opportunities, and many other giving streams. Your support helps patients and our medical facility staff to safely ride our very bumpy but blessed journey of hope. The baby Wallaces of this world is just one of the reasons why I'm thankful for your prayers, for your material and financial support that allows my missionary service. I am blessed by the support that enables me to experience joy for ministry in the face of many, many challenges and circumstances. Now, I want to share with you now a brief overview of our collective ministry efforts in Liberia. And just a little bit about Liberia. It was founded in the 1820s, established by freed slaves from this country, supported by the American Colonization Society, which was comprised of government leaders, church leaders, humanitarian organizations that sought to send the freed slaves back to the continent of Africa so that they could truly be free. It became an independent nation in 1847, very close ties to this country. We have a flag that resembles this country. Many of our cities are named after cities here. Our capital, Monrovia, is named after President James Monroe. And this is where Liberia is located, on the west coast of Africa, and that's our flag. The next one. We're about the size of the state of Ohio, 4.5 million people, 85% are Christians, 12% Muslims, 3% traditional religions, 16 ethnic groups, 16 ethnic languages. English is the national language. That was the language of the settlers. And so that is the national language spoken throughout the country. A democratic government. 60% of the population are subsistence farmers, earning less than $1,000 annually. The average life expectancy is just 61 years. Next, please. Access to education among our children is very limited. It's about 65% of primary age children have access to education within a 3-mile radius. Many children walk many miles a day to go to school. Our UMC Liberia offer 50 grade schools throughout the country to help government in this provision of education for all people. We have a dry season and a rainy season. 6 months of dry, 6 months of rains. It's warm year round. We export iron ore, diamonds, timber, rubber, coffee, and cocoa. We've had 3 decades of challenges, more than three. In 1980, we had a military takeover of government. I went to Liberia in 1979. Less than a year later, there was a military takeover of government that spiraled 10 years later into a civil war. From 1990 to 2005, 15 years of civil war. Then we had Ebola in 2014. But we're very grateful today for many things, for 13 years of peace in that country, for an economy that is slowly improving, for your support for our UMC ministries. And our current president was just elected in a very calm election, which is new to us. President George Weah is our president. And these are just some images of Monrovia, the capital city. Our largest city is Monrovia. We have a few other towns in that country. Next one. Just to give you an idea of the kinds of homes in Liberia, that's the kind of home where maybe about 40% of the people there would live in. There are some homes that are much larger, a small percentage of the population. There's another type of home that's actually Patrick's and my home that we reside in Monrovia. But 60%. About 60% of the people live in homes like this, these subsistence farming families. We have a very vibrant United Methodist Church structure in Liberian presence. We have many denominations. We have Lutherans, Baptists, Catholics, you name it. The United Methodist is the largest denomination in that country. Many ministries, evangelism, agriculture, water ministries. Many of our communities cannot access safe drinking water. We have a wonderful human rights ministry. We had a protracted civil war, and so we've learned that all the lessons resulting from that. And so many of the churches provide human rights monitors so that if there is a civil problem, it can be corrected before it erupts into something like civil war again. This is Bishop Choir. He is our bishop as of the past 2 years. We have 500 churches located throughout the country, 20 districts, 20 district superintendents. I am serving with the church's health ministry. We have a mandate that government cannot provide enough educational, enough health facilities so that everyone can access. So we work alongside government to make sure that we do our portion in providing health care. We provide affordable but quality Christ-centered health care for all people. We rely upon service fees to support our operational budget, and we seek to build partnerships so that we can meet our budget shortfalls. We cannot charge realistic fees to a public that is struggling to provide for their basic needs of food, shelter, and clothing. We realize that. We own that as United Methodists of Liberia and as United Methodists worldwide. We own that. So this is one of our clinics. This is our Camphor Mission Clinics. Our clinics are located in isolated areas of the country. Wiala Clinic. This is an image of John Dean Town Clinic. Jeke Clinic. We have a clinic in Guinea. During the Civil War period, many Liberians left Liberia for so that they could live in adjoining countries. And so during my 30 years of mission service, I also served in the Republic of Guinea with Liberian refugees, and I also served in the Ivory Coast, working with refugee ministries. While we were in Guinea, while Liberians were in Guinea, they established a church presence there in a little health post, which is today grown into a health center in Guinea. And this is our only hospital, Ganta United Methodist Hospital. Patrick is he just retired about 6 months ago, but he was the administrator of Ganta Hospital, off and on for a couple of decades. He also served here in the United States. He is a nurse, a professional nurse, a healthcare administrator. He served during a time when our hospital was facing a lot of challenges, and we were able to resurrect it, revitalize it. These are some of the safe service areas. In Liberia, we have government-supported health facilities, and then we have the faith-based health facilities. Specialized services through our health facilities is limited, but Ganta United Methodist Hospital over the years prides itself through the support of our partners and our provision of specialized services. We have mental health services, diabetes clinic, dental clinic, and many other specialized clinics offered there. We have a school of nursing as well. Our hospital has 120 beds at Ganta. A lot of that is we have wards. Instead of having separate rooms or private rooms, we have open spaces, which we call wards. So this is a representation of our ward. This is our peds ward. We have an adult ward. We have a maternity ward. And we do have a few private rooms for those persons that can afford that. We seek to provide sustainable health services. We know that we cannot be relying upon external support perpetually. We know that we need partners to help us to roll out affordable health care, but we know that we must also seek creative and diversified ways to ensure that what we provide can be sustained. So this is one of the ways in which Patrick was able to bring about at Ganta Hospital to be a model for our other health facilities and a model for other faith-based facilities. We brought a saw, a power saw. We are on a large complex, more than 100 acres. And so he suggested that we cut down the trees and we saw it into lumber so that we could provide furnishings in our hospital instead of having to purchase that. Our United Methodist women also were requested to group together and come in and provide food rations so that we can run our kitchens. So that's a United Methodist women contribution. We have a wonderful support network. We seek diversity. We have support from all over the world, from Australia to Europe to parts of Canada and now in the United States. Our General Board of Global Ministries also, through its Imagine No Malaria and other grants, our advanced special missionary placements. There are six missionaries. I am one of six in Liberia. We have a lot of challenge infrastructure. And so, Teresa, you can imagine the kinds of roads that we have to traverse. This is a representation of the kind of road that Teresa and little baby Wallace was traversing that day. A lot of infrastructural challenges in the country. We believe, and I know that you agree, I saw you with your children this morning. We believe that children is the future of Liberia, and children are certainly at the heart of our ministry. And we pray that through these little ones, the cycles of generational poverty will be broken, and the quality of life for all Liberians will be raised. And these are just some of the little ones that keep me going. To keep Patrick and myself going. A lot of times people ask, well, you have so many years of mission service there. Well, how can I not? These little ones there. Thank you very much for allowing us to share with you. Thank you for your generosity. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your presence as United Methodists all over the world. Thank you.